Well, first, I really am just excited to welcome our families back to school because we are launching our Elevate 2030 strategic plan, which is driven by innovation. So, as you mentioned, tech, you'll see a lot happening in our strategic plan around preparing students for the world they'll inherit, which is immersed in technology. So, that is something that is in our strategic plan, looking at cutting-edge STEM. Immersive technology, real-world experiences, and just making sure we're empowering every student to prepare to launch a thriving future.
That sounds like a really important plan to just also keep the school district competitive in this area and for kids to be able to thrive. How competitive are the students that attend there and in as far as placing and competitions and whatnot?
Oh, extremely competitive. Listen, we've got a long record of success, whether it's academics or sports. We've received national recognition for our students in STEM, in competition, in robotics. So we do consider ourselves an incredibly competitive school division. And we want to make sure that we're actually preparing students to continue to be critical thinkers, to be creative, collaborative, and we're preparing for stronger instruction in our classrooms every day, especially in this age of technology, making sure that there's a balance. In technology, enhancing learning, not replacing it.
Yeah, and I was reading that K through 12 students will all get iPads. Can you talk about the logic behind that?
Yes, they all will have iPads, and we've been kind of rolling this out in a phased approach. Especially our younger learners, it's easier for them to manage, and they can do much more with that technology across the board. So we're seeing that students have better engagement with the iPads. Again, this is just a part of our larger plan in making sure that we're supporting digital citizenship within our classrooms and providing students with the kind of technology that will allow for real-world experiences while also making sure that we are teaching responsibility and ethics, in this world of AI.
No, absolutely. I mean, we know that it's just embedded in our future, but how do you also encourage soft skills in the classroom?
Absolutely. Well, that goes back to what I stated earlier in making sure that first and foremost, our primary goal is to have high quality core instruction between the student and the teacher. Look, we still believe that every student should have a book in hand. We still believe that students should be writing to learn and learning to write, with technology being balanced in that as a supplement, right? To engage students in different ways in the classroom. But we want to protect that human-to-human connection that only happens between a student and a teacher, especially in the earlier years where language development is critical. We're protecting that within our school system. So, yes, there's a place for technology in our classrooms, but also keeping in mind that strong instruction is really at the heart of everything that we're doing in Prince William County Schools.
Yeah, are you finding it harder to get on the same page with students when the teachers say crack open a book or get out the pencil? Are they defaulting to the iPad?
No, it's actually quite the opposite. What we found is, and surprisingly, even in our older students at the high school level, our students, we've been really focused on student-to-student discourse, collaboration, hands-on learning with manipulatives. And so that's something that we have prioritized in Prince William County. We're seeing more and more students that want to, engage with their peers and with their teachers. As a matter of fact, excitingly, when we implemented the no cell phone policy, we saw students in the cafeteria doing board games and things that, you typically wouldn't see, having those conversations, meaningful conversations with their peers and with their teachers. So we've not seen a situation where students don't want to be in collaborative groups and engage in project-based learning. We're seeing students craving more of that as opposed to wanting to be tethered to the technology.
How do you guys continue to be leaders as well with things ever evolving with technology and just strategies in the classroom?
Really, just paying close attention to best in class research and what's happening in education. We also pride ourselves of, you know, getting out of our own space and seeing what's happening nationally, and being a part of, you know, different cohorts. We were just recently, our team was just recently a part of an AI cohort, just learning about what other school divisions are doing. So just staying abreast of what is happening, both in the technological space, as well as in the education space. And that's how we developed our strategic plan, with input from our families, our communities, and looking, taking a hard look at the research. So what you see in our strategic plan really builds on the momentum of raising the bar of student achievement for our students, but keeping our strong school communities involved in that.
Nuts and bolts, how are you doing with things like teachers, bus drivers, and school security?
We're doing really exceptionally well. We right now have the lowest vacancy, the highest fill rate that we've seen since the pandemic. So coming into my first year as superintendent, like many school divisions, the vacancy rate was incredibly high. And now we've seen the lowest vacancy rate to open a school year. We're above a 99% fill rate. So that is really, really exciting. Bus drivers, we are fully staffed on all of our bus drivers. Our students are already routed and ready for the new school year. So things are looking really, really strong.
Anything else you're personally looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to just a couple of exciting things that I do want to mention to you both. One is, I talked about the launch of our strategic plan, but we're opening two new facilities this year, two school elementary schools. One, the new Woodbridge Elementary School, which has been in the making for several years. They will open their doors on Monday, August 24th, the first day of school. Teachers actually came back today. But we also have the opening of the brand new Occoquan Elementary School, which is our first net zero school in Prince William County. It is a replacement building for our oldest standing elementary school in the county. And so we are so excited about both of those. And the last thing I do want to mention is that in our strategic plan, we committed to universal preschool by 2030, and this year will be the first year of a phase-in approach to offering universal preschool to all of our families in the community. That's full-day classrooms for 4-year-olds, so we're really excited about that.